Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Shout out to my new friends, Jay and Ashley.
Who are they?
They're my friends I met. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You met them where?
I met them at the hotel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jay and Ashley.
Were they just driving through? Or
they were just, yeah.
Flying through or
just
whatever?
Hanging out. Yeah, yeah. They live here.
All right.
They
nice.
Live here.
Hi, Jay.
Yeah.
Hi,
yeah.
Ashley.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Ashley told me something I thought was interesting, and you don't think about this. You know, like with all like Red Robins and all these places that are closing down,
She's
a Coke representative, right? So she, those are her like big clients.
Sure is.
It like, it just keeps going, right?
Affects a lot of people. Effect.
Sure does. Like even the lettuce guy.
Yep.
She pointed that out.
That lettuce guy.
The lettuce
poor guy.
Exactly.
He's out there just hawking heads of lettuce.
And now nobody wants the lettuce. Psh. Just sad.
I did see a new In-N-Out burger opened up in town. Did you see that?
I did not.
Brighton.
Oh, and Brighton,
that's
good
for them.
That's
a big deal.
That is
know?
A big deal, yeah.
Because, I mean, certain areas, I mean, we don't think that much about it because we're south. But if you're in the Brighton area, you probably didn't drive all the way down here to get a burger. Maybe you did once, but now you got your own.
You know, I feel like Brighton is underrated.
I don't know. I've been there.
I have, too.
So about it. I'm just saying it's a different opinion.
I just feel like it doesn't get the love that it needs.
Yeah, it just feels...
Go, Brighton.
Feels a little commercial to me when I'm up there. Not as presidential, more commercial.
Gotcha. All right. Well, anyway, did you guys see the story about Aaron Gordon? Aaron Gordon is a Nuggets player. And did you see that his brother, this is so sad, his brother was in a car accident and passed away. And so he has taken his nephews under his wing. It was so, like, I got teary-eyed watching that whole story
it's
about him.
It's cool. He has him at like the press conference with him and everything like that.
That was so sweet. What a great guy. All right, so go Nuggets. When do they play?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Yep.
So Aaron Gordon, great guy.
Yep.
He's my guy. All right, the Colorado Rockies, they fired their manager, Bud Black. They fired him yesterday.
Folks, we got to be proud. We've got the worst team in Major League Baseball history. We own that. That's pretty cool.
21-0 to the Padres.
Pathetic.
At Coors Field. Think about that. 21-0.
Yeah.
That's a bad day, right?
It'll get you fired.
Yep, and it did. It actually did. All right, the other story is that Schmidl wants to announce at this moment, he wants to announce the jury for the P. Diddy trial. Go ahead, Schmidl.
Yeah, so they just announced that it's number 2, 5, 25, 28. 55.
Bingo.
Yep.
58. 75.
And
you
it
want
goes
me to keep going?
And
yeah, okay.
You came running in here with that story. And Jamie and I look at the story and we go, Schmidl, they don't give names. He goes, hey, they've named the jury. They're all numbers.
Exactly. So funny.
Did you not read into it?
I just saw it was the top headline for TMZ, and Diddy is like the number one thing today. So
that's a no. You didn't read into it.
I read it. I just didn't think anything of them being named numbers.
Named numbers?
Yeah.
Diddy, by the way, is charged with 5 federal counts, 2 charges of trafficking, 2 charges of transportation to engage in prostitution, and a single count of racketeering conspiracy. So they're saying it's going to last probably 8 weeks. This should be...
Man, I said this earlier. I don't think I'd have my family there today if you're Diddy.
I know.
He's got the twins. And
he's
then
got them all there.
That boy is there. Who's the lady? I don't know who the lady is in the picture. But all these people and his mother, they're all filing in there, and they're going to hear the bad stuff today.
Well, that one chick that's real tall, she's kind of like muscular, she's real tall. She was married to that other guy that was also a perv, but she's kind of taken over as the mom for the kids.
Yeah, this lady doesn't look. I don't know if that's her or not.
You know what I'm
talking
about?
She's not tall.
She's like tall. She was a model. They had a reality show. Russell, her husband's Russell.
I don't know.
Oh.
Russell.
I just remember she was tall.
She's tall, real tall.
She's very tall. This lady here in this picture is not her.
Anyway, I'll be sure. That's a dumb name. Anyway, I'll be sure. I'm just going to call him Al.
Al,
be sure. He confirms he believes Diddy is responsible for him going into a coma from multiple organ failure. He stands firm in his belief that this happened because of Diddy. He slipped something. He also believes that Kim Porter did not die from pneumonia and reveals he's willing to testify against Diddy in federal trial.
I don't think that's going to matter, though, do you?
I don't know.
I mean, how do you prove, you know, years ago that this happened? I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? The whole thing is messy. Travis Hunter, man, he's just a good kid, that Travis Hunter. If you don't know who he is, he was drafted from CU to Jacksonville. Is it Jacksonville? Yeah. And he was like the second, something like that, pick. And he was on a flight back to Denver on a United flight, and there was a nice young lady. Her name is Sandy Combs, and she said she had no idea who he was, but everybody kept walking by and congratulating him. And she's like, "Who am I sitting by?" And he said, "My name is Travis, and I play football." And she's like, "You're just the nicest young man." She said before he even was getting congratulated, he helped her with her overhead bag. He put it up for her. He helped her with her tray table. She's like, he was the nicest boy you've ever met.
Good for him.
Isn't that sweet?
He was raised right.
He was raised
right. You know, I do that stuff, and nobody says anything to me.
You help people?
Yeah. I help put the luggage overhead. If some little old lady with a cane comes down with her bag like this, I'll help her out.
Kimora.
Kimora what?
Simmons.
Oh, yeah, that lady.
Yeah, yeah. Russell Simmons was her ex-husband. But he had to move out of the country. I think he's somewhere on an island somewhere.
Yeah, he was having some problems.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody said he was a perv, too. So, anyway. Let's see here. Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, Season 2. The trailer is out. It starts this Thursday on Hulu. Here it is.
Where is everyone at in Mom Talk? They're holding grudges because I don't even know why.
I don't want to fight with you.
Then don't.
That Miranda?
Wait, that's the girl that was swinging with Taylor.
I'm pregnant.
Just touch my wife?
The police are here.
Honestly, the show must go on.
Sounds like something Carson would watch.
Yeah, it does.
Doesn't it?
I mean, there's a lot of drama. I'm in it.
I thought you watched it.
I watched a little, like one or two
episodes. Yeah, I know. You were excited when it was kicked off.
I was super excited, but I don't know. Just
faded.
Just kind of faded. Yeah.
People are asking where you can see the Diddy channel. He's not on TV.
Yeah.
The trial is not being broadcast at all. All you get is these artists' renditions.
It's kind of a bummer.
It's a real
bummer. And you get the video, obviously. We're seeing video of them entering the courthouse. That's all that's available.
Yeah, so it's not going to be broadcast. I don't know why.
It's federal.
Justin Bieber recently shared some heartfelt messages on Instagram saying that he admits to unintentionally hurting others, expressed concerns about being judged or rejected for his honesty. He emphasized the importance of love, forgiveness, spiritual growth, and then he got his wife a mariachi band. Here it is.
Cielito lindo, vienen bajando.
Mother's Day.
I will say it seems like he spent a lot of money because they're pretty good. But they're not bad, right?
Can you get a bad mariachi band?
Yeah, I think you can.
Oh, you can?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Let's hear. And then finally, Bill Belichick is 73 years old, and he has a 24-year-old girlfriend, which is like, I'm sorry, that's the ick for me. 73, 24, and she did not win Miss Maine, USA, and she was like this. Like, oh my God, I didn't win Miss Maine.
It's kind of crazy because they had like an initial competition that they could be voted by the people into semifinals to automatically go to the semifinals. She got like behind the first person that was ahead of her, 1,400 votes shorter than her. So she had like 200, the girl had 1,800 votes or something like that.
And she had way, way too much eye makeup on.
She had a lot of bad publicity too.
Yes, she did.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that helped.
Nope, it doesn't. She looks like a whore. All right, yeah. I'm done. There you go.
I think the people up in that New England area, they loved Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Well, he won all those Super Bowls for Boston, you know, New England Patriots. They love him. They look at her as kind of the devil.
Yeah, well, she is.
So she's not going to get the votes. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Monday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show. The Odyssey app is out there. You'll get the podcast after 10 o'clock this morning. It is a beautiful, the weekend was gorgeous. It's a beautiful week ahead. Maybe a thunder shower by Wednesday, but for the most part, it looks like it could be a record breaker today, which means 90 degrees for a high. That's summertime, man.
That is. Let's go to finally, the pool. It's about time. Man, I swam all weekend. I was so excited to leave here and leave the snow and go just.
Were you at the pool?
Yeah, I was at the pool.
The fancy hotel.
And then, you guys, it was so funny. I was floating right on my back. I'm just floating, loving the pool, loving the heat. And I look up, and there's a guy staring at me from the hotel.
Yeah.
And I waved really big at him, and he pulled the blinds.
Didn't think you could see him?
Yeah, yeah, peeping top.
I know, it was so funny. He's like, ah! So funny. Whoops. Oh, well.
What a perfect.
Are you going to get a pool?
No.
You're not?
No.
You've decided that?
No, it just wouldn't work out for my neighborhood. It's not, it's hard to explain. Just putting an in-ground pool there, it would be very, very costly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of the terrain.
They're not cheap.
I'm near the old coal mines and the ground unsettled. There's a lot of issues with it.
Gotcha.
So, no, I'm not going to do a pool. I'd love to have one. I had one in Florida.
Yeah.
Loved it. But down here, it's... Yeah, I don't know. Just not worth it.
You got a lot of excuses. Is that what you told the wife? Ah, it's got too much granite down there. It's going to be hard to break through the granite.
It's just that I don't. There's not one pool in our neighborhood, even close, that I know of. So there's hardly any in that area. There's a center pool, you know, for the community.
Right.
But there's nobody's got a backyard pool
in
our community.
Just because nobody has one doesn't mean you can't put one there.
You could be the first.
Yeah. I figure there's a reason.
Well, no, because, I mean, Michelle's the only one in her neighborhood has one. A lot of people don't do it just because the season's so short.
Very costly. Yeah. Season's short. Yep. Yeah. A lot of reasons. But the pools are going to open in 2 weeks. Aren't we just a couple of weeks away from Memorial Day weekend? I think so.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Just 2 weeks away, right?
Here we go. Yeah.
Look at us. Look at us. All right, Denver Nuggets. I think we could be in trouble, folks.
I don't like your attitude.
I know. I want us to win.
Yeah.
I do want us to win. But I don't know, man. They looked so bad. I've never seen an NBA team in one quarter of basketball score 7 points.
Yeah. Were they just, I didn't see the game. Were they just missing it?
They looked tired.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm. Horrible.
Oh.
They had a really fast turnaround, so like the game was on Friday night at 8, and then Sunday's game was at 1:30, so there was 36 hours between both games, and a lot of people are just saying that that's too short of a time between those games.
What helps me? It's just some advice for the Nuggets, and I know that they'll listen to me. When I get new shoes, I feel faster.
Yeah.
I feel faster.
Funny you should say that. Here's what I think happened, and I do. Okay. And the whole turnaround, I've seen that excuse on here. It didn't affect the other team. They scored more than 7 points. Okay? They didn't play great, but they scored more than 7.
True.
They had the same turnaround. But did you notice yesterday, and a lot of people didn't see this, okay, that Major League Baseball used all pink bats yesterday for Mother's Day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Every player was hitting with pink bats. The NBA played with pink shoes.
Oh, yeah, Jokic had pink shoes on. I noticed that.
That cost him.
Yeah.
He wasn't used to pink shoes.
Oh, because they were walking around feeling like sissies?
Well, well, not only that, you're breaking in new shoes on game day.
Yeah, I know, but you're probably looking at him like, I got pink shoes on.
I look like a horse in these.
Yeah, because like he's a horse guy, right? Yeah. Like he's like a badass. Like he, like...
I can't believe I have pink shoes on.
Exactly. I think they got to him mentally.
Yep, I'm with
you.
He
looked at it, saw pink, and said, like, oh, I can't do this. I mean, this is what my life's come to.
I got girl shoes on.
I'm out here on national television with pink shoes on.
Exactly.
I mean, this destroyed him.
Yeah, that's what happened. We got it figured out. Okay.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You're on your sports station.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, can you imagine? Up at I-70 where this truck flipped over, lost all those eggs onto the highway. Man, about 12 noon today, it's going to smell.
Oh, yeah, that is true. That is true.
You're going to have rotten egg smell all through I-70. Which road is that? I-70 and what? What's the closest area? Because you need to stay away from there.
I-70 and Tower.
Ah, yes. Yeah, that's going to be
stinky. It's going to smell a lot like Greeley.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have a lot of farms up there.
I understand.
You get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but when these eggs start baking, ooh, lordy.
I can't believe, I mean, I'm so happy that the driver survived because his truck cab is split in half.
If you've not seen the pictures this morning, there's thousands of cartons and cases of eggs. Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable how many spilled and how it lost. I mean, geez, it looks like more than a truckload, actually. But how this got thrown out the way it did is crazy.
I think he lived because of the egg containers. You know, they're designed to protect you.
They cushion you.
Yeah,
they?
Yeah, they sure
that
do.
Would make sense.
Because
yeah.
it came out the front of the trailer, so it cushioned him when he went projectile.
They're putting out issuing a warning this morning too that if you go to get some of the eggs off the highway, make sure you check the carton.
Right.
To make sure nothing's cracked in your carton that you steal. Okay?
All right, that's all our egg jokes. Good night, everybody. We're done. Bye-bye. Some of them are scrambled.
I had one more I was going to bring up, but if they don't get this cleaned up in a couple of days, there's a chance they're saying some chicks could hatch. Because of the sunshine and the warmth,
exactly.
And the incubator.
Exactly.
Well, go check it out for yourself. It's a mess up there.
Exciting.
Could smell bad later, according to sources. BJ and Jamie. We'll be back.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Jay and Jamie.
Bum, bum, bum. Jamie, you're a trooper.
I am a trooper. I'm a super-duper trooper.
You got through it, man.
I did. Arriving
last night at midnight.
Yeah.
Have to check yourself in, not a rehab, but a hotel out at the airport.
Yep, the Westin.
Get up this morning, 5 o'clock, make your way down to the studio. Man, you're a trooper.
Woo! Yeah. Shout out to Chris DJ. You'll see it on his license plate, Chris DJ. He was my Uber driver
this morning.
I'm not
saying you've been a load of fun this morning.
I'm not fun.
I'm not saying that I had a great time or anything like that. So don't misuse what I'm saying.
No,
here.
I'm not a joyful individual today.
Nope, but you're a trooper.
I am a trooper.
You're an unhappy trooper.
Did you guys see this? This just handed to me. They said that the National Guard are on site for that. That truck accident with all the eggs?
No. Yeah. Why? Why?
Looking for poachers.
I could go on and on with truck jokes and egg jokes and poacher jokes. I just love it.
No, come on.
I just love it. That's great. That is unbelievable.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's all I got.
All right, we got to go. Yeah. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Monday. Going to be a warm one. 88 for a high. That's pretty good. We'll see you back here tomorrow. AJR tickets to give away tomorrow morning, 7:30. Be here for that if you want to win the tickets. That's it. Have a great day. Bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.